I'm a lifelong farmer. I grew up on a farm with my mom and my dad, my sister and I. We had a lot of hogs, some cattle, and raised corn and soybeans and wheat. And I married the farm boy 3 miles away. And we raised corn, soybeans, wheat, and have a cow-calf operation and also have a farm equipment business. So I'm one of the few members of Congress that still lives on a working farm, and very glad and thankful to be able to bring my firsthand experience and hopefully some common sense to legislation here in Washington.
She represents the 4th Congressional District of Missouri and is also a member of the House Ag Committee. Vicki Hartzler.
Well, we're just starting to pick corn. Yields are just fair, and the prices are pretty abysmal. So it's pretty, kind of discouraging on that front. The soybeans, on the other hand, we got a few rains, and we may be able to have better yields on that. And we've been glad to see the increased sales to China and prices going up a little bit on soybeans. Getting over $10 a bushel is certainly welcome out there. But there's still a lot of uncertainty at ag country. Those of us that have cattle really been through the ringer the last couple of years, especially with coronavirus, with prices, and they're still very low, and the pork production has been very challenged as well. So we've really gone through a lot. There's a lot of uncertainty, but there's that continual optimism that farmers have that we're going to make it through, and there's always next year, and there's no life like living on the farm, and we are proud to be able to produce food and fiber and fuel for our nation and people around the world.
Speaking of people around the world, does it highlight the importance of trade for ag?
I think it's the key to getting our commodity prices up. We do such a great job here in America of growing our food, our animals, and we need to sell it somewhere. And so exports is where we have the real opportunity for some growth, and we can get a reasonable price for our product. And I've been very pleased with the aggressive work and dedicated work that our trade ambassadors have done, whether it be Bob Lighthizer, our U.S. ambassador overall, or Greg Dowd, who is our trade ambassador specifically for agriculture. And Ambassador Dowd met with us just last week, and it's encouraging to hear just in the not quite 4 years that the Trump administration has been working on this, over 50% of our net trade has been renegotiated. And that's a pretty astounding figure. But between the trade deal with Japan, between the USMCA, and between this phase one deal with China, those are seeing tremendous benefits already to us here in agriculture, and especially China is coming through. We're selling more ag products to them than we have in the last several years. And so I hope this continues, that they will continue to fulfill their obligations, and that Canada will fulfill its obligations with the dairy provisions of the USMCA, and that we can continue to look even elsewhere. I know they're working right now with trying to renegotiate a trade deal with the United Kingdom. Of course, United Kingdom just left the European Union with Brexit, and they're currently buying over $5 billion worth of pork and beef from the EU. They have a 25% tariff on our U.S. products coming into the UK. And so I think there's a lot of room for opportunity there. If they could lower their tariffs on our products and look to us buying that beef and pork from us, that would open up an even more markets for our pork producers and our cattlemen here in the United States.
From Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., I'm Tony St. James.